This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about how to manage our lives. In the previous program, we talked about time management. In this program, I would like to speak more about financial management, which is also important. You might be surprised that Islam has talked about financial management. It has done so because it is a comprehensive way of life. And we have emphasized so many times in previous programs about this dimension of Islam, that Islam encompasses, embraces all the dimensions of human life. And one of them is to have financial management. It has done so because it is a comprehensive way of life. Islam expects its followers to plan their lives in such a way that they can live within their means and resources. For example, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, this pious servant of Allah, said, "From the signs of a believer are three things." What are they? Number one, good management of livelihood. Number two, patience in the face of calamity. You have patience when something that bothers you, something that is very difficult for you to handle. In that situation, in that difficult situation which you face, if you can endure, if you can have patience in the face of calamity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open up other doors for you. Number three, the study of religion. So whatever job you have, whatever occupation you have, whatever you are occupied with, you should always put time to study your deen, your religion. It does not matter if you are an architect. You are, first of all and foremost, a Muslim architect. It doesn't matter if you are an economist. Doesn't matter if you are a doctor. Doesn't matter if you are a wall maker, a shoemaker. Whatever you are, whatever job you have, a time should be spent on knowing your religion, your deen. That is very, very important. The story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam in the 12th chapter of the Noble Quran clearly portrays that one has to plan and manage the resources wisely. The king of Egypt saw a dream in which seven fat cattle were devouring seven lean ones. And he saw seven green ears and seven dry ones. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted the king's dream, informing him that there would be 7 years of good harvest, followed by 7 years of severe drought, and that he should conserve the first 7 years' harvest for the next 7 years' drought. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was given the charge of the treasury of the land, and he wisely managed the distribution as well as the storing of the grains during the first 7 years. And consequently, the country did not suffer hunger, and they could even help other countries and other regions outside Egypt. The problem of waste. One of the biggest problems in financial management, dear brothers and sisters, is extravagance and waste, israf. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said to one of his companions, O Ubaid, extravagance or waste brings about poverty, whereas planning brings about affluence. There are two concepts in Islam, Israf and Tabdhir. Israf means wasting, extravagance, without being wasteful, overspending and living beyond one's means. Whereas Tabdhir means wasting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Israf has been condemned in both religious as well as secular aspects of life.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
O children of Adam, attend to your embellishments at every rhyme of prayer, and eat and drink, but don't be extravagant. Surely Allah does not love the extravagant people. Chapter 7, verse 31. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. Those who waste the blessings that Allah has given to them are described as the brothers of the Satans, Shayateen. Chapter 17, verse 26 to 27. And this wasting should not only be applied to food items, it should be applied to your time management. You're not allowed to waste your life on TV programs and on something called the smartphone, the cell phone that you always have side by side with you, even when you go to your bed. Your cell phone should have a management. You should manage your time with your cell phone. Now, if you use your cell phone as a dictionary, that is all right. You're using your cell phone for research, that is all right. You're using your cell phone for different aspects that you need for your business, your job, whatever, that is all right. That is time management. But if you're wasting your time checking videos after videos, pictures after pictures, liking people, you know, putting those likes, those hearts, you know, those thumbs up in your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever app you have, that is wasting your time. And when you know it, you have spent more than 1 hour on that device or on those apps. That is not acceptable as a Muslim. You should have time management. You should control yourself when you're using those apps and those devices. Now, people sometimes criticize me for not checking my phone, not checking my WhatsApp and the other apps that I have. That is because I'm not linked to my phone all the time. I actually put time to other things, you know. You have families when they gather around a table when they want to eat. You know, you have them checking their phones, you know, going through their apps. That is unacceptable. Today, unfortunately, in our modern time, we have these issues where families are around one single table and they do not talk to each other. They're busy with their phones. Again, when you gather, when you have a family meeting, when you have a friend meeting, when you are going to friends, put those phones aside and just indulge yourself with a fruitful conversation with your friends and your families. Muslims should manage their lives within their resources, and this cannot be done unless they control their greed. Controlling greed becomes more challenging in this era of consumerism, when we are told to consume all the time, consume, buy more and more, purchase more and more products, and just consume and just waste and destroy our environment, because after all, we are getting everything from the planet Earth or Mother Earth. We are consuming our environment. We are destroying our environment when we consume and we buy and purchase things, devices that we do not need, or we just that we use them for a couple of times, or and then we put them aside in a corner of our house. That is not acceptable. We have to have management, financial management. Do we really need that device? Do we really need that tool? Do we really need that newest product in the market? Or don't we? Don't fall in the ditch of capitalism. Don't fall in the ditch of consumerism. You know, try to challenge yourself. Ask yourself when you enter a mall, a shopping center, ask yourself, do I really need this? Do I really need this? Or is it my nafs that is talking here? Is it my carnal soul that is talking here? So try to control yourself in this era of consumerism, where advertising and marketing tactics incite potential customers to buy an item as new and improved, even if the older model still fulfills their needs. You know, they always try to fool us that if you buy this product, you will be happier, you will have a joyful life. But that is not the case. That is far away from the truth. That's all for this program, dear brothers and sisters, here on For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
I
need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.